Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, a podcast designed to help women in their 30s navigate this exciting, messy, transformative decade while making investments in their health, wealth, and well-being. And for those of us beyond our 30s, it's about sharing wisdom, learning from each other, and embracing the realities of our 40s and beyond. Because let's be honest, the ride doesn't slow down, but we do get better at steering. I am Alev Bakan, a health and life coach and founder of Health & Co. And every episode, we dive into the lessons, challenges, and unexpected joys that come with these transformative decades. Now, if you have been listening for a while, you may have noticed something different. The name of this podcast has changed, and there is a reason for that. Originally, I started this podcast to help women master their 30s because, let's face it, this decade is a roller coaster. We are juggling careers, relationships, families, personal growth, and oh yeah, and trying to stay sane. But as I recorded more episodes, something clicked. I wasn't just talking about the 30s, I was reflecting on what comes next too. Now that I'm in my 40s, I see how everything I built in my 30s has shaped how I live today. The lessons, mistakes, habits, and choices didn't disappear, but they became my foundation. So I wanted this podcast to reflect the full picture. What happens after the figuring it all out phase? What gets better? What still feels messy? And what do I wish I had known earlier? This isn't just about surviving your 30s. It's about preparing for the reward ahead. So what does this shift mean for you, my listener? If you are in your 30s, don't worry. You are still getting all the practical strategies to master this decade. How to build habits that last. How to set boundaries that protect your peace. How to make smart, future-proof choices. But now, I also want to show you what's ahead. Because I promise you, your 40s aren't scary. They are just a different ride where you care less about the final destination and cherish more the journey. Alongside my experience, I will bring in more guests who have built businesses, switched careers, and learned how to get back up after failure, reinvented themselves after experiences different forms of loss, found happiness in ways they never expected. And because I know the power of community, I want you to be part of this too. I want to hear from you. What have you learned? What are you still trying to figure out? DM me, leave me a comment, or send a message because we are in this together. I strongly believe that whether you are in your 30s, 40s, or beyond, one thing is clear. We never stop evolving. All right, let's talk about this transition from your 30s to your 40s in a way that makes total sense. I also use this analogy with my clients a lot. I call it your first child, also called your 30s, and your second child, aka your 40s. If you have had kids or even been around new parents, you exactly know where this is going. Your first child gets all your energy. You overanalyze every milestone, stress over every decision, and research every single thing. You track their feeding times, Google every rash, and panic over every minor hiccup. Sounds familiar? Well, that's your 30s. You think you can plan your way into the perfect life. You meticulously set career goals, stress over friendships, try to balance relationships, and assume you can avoid mistakes just by preparing enough. But then the second child comes along, and suddenly everything shifts. You realize babies don't break that easily, and neither does your life. You let go of trying to control every detail. You learn to trust yourself. You develop an instinct for what actually matters and what's just a noise. That's your 40s, where you stop chasing perfection and you start living. In your 30s, you want to do everything right. In your 40s, you realize it's more important to do what's right for you. In your 30s, you seek validation. In your 40s, you give yourself permission. In your 30s, you overthink every decision. In your 40s, you just trust yourself to handle whatever happens. And let me tell you, that shift is incredibly freeing. Your second child teaches you what really matters. And your 40s, they teach you that you are what matters most. And that's the beauty of this shift. You stop living for others' expectations and start living for you. If there is one thing I want for you, is this. I want you to enter your 40s already equipped with the wisdom and clarity that many don't discover until later. Your 30s are an investment phase. And if you approach them with awareness, you can maximize those years instead of just surviving them. You can start making decisions that serve long-term happiness, not just short-term gains. Develop resilience now so setbacks don't shake you as much later. Learn to filter out noise, the opinions, the pressure, the shoulds, so that you can focus on what truly matters to you. Well, I can imagine that if you are a woman in your 30s, struggling everything from career to family to personal responsibilities, you might be thinking, what the heck is Alev talking about? Long-term happiness? Well, I'm just trying to survive this week and maybe get 15 minutes of me time on the weekend. Well, I hear you and I see you. And I know that when you are deep in the chaos, it feels impossible to think 10 or 20 years ahead. But that's exactly why it's so important to start now. Your small choices today become the foundation for your future self's happiness. The way you set boundaries, the way you take care of yourself, the way you define success, it all compounds. Imagine stepping into your 40s, already confident, clear, and fulfilled. That's the real goal. Not just to age, but to evolve with intention. Or even better, imagine having that confidence and wisdom in your 30s. Imagine walking into every decision, every challenge, and every opportunity with the self-trust and perspective that many only gain years later. What would change for you? How much stress would you avoid? And how many mistakes could you prevent? This isn't about knowing everything. It's about understanding that you don't have to wait for life to teach you the hard way. You can start applying the mindset now and make your 30s a decade of empowered action, not just survival. That's why I'm here. Slowly And surely, we will set the pavestones that will lead to your goal. Just keep in mind, your journey is as unique as your problems. So the important thing is to learn a lot and apply what fits your lifestyle. Now that I'm living my 40s, I want to tell you, 40s is also not too late to rediscover yourself. As someone who rushed through her 30s like there was no tomorrow, I raised kids, built a business, and managed to stay sane, I now realize that I didn't take care of the most important player, myself. I always thought that if everyone around me was happy and healthy, I would be happy and healthy too. For me, success meant checking off every to-do list, answering every email, and showing up for everyone. And the saddest part, I thought exhaustion, feeling powerless while still acting like a superhero, and even asking for help were signs of weakness. If I could sit down with 30-year-old Alev, I would tell her, slow down. Think before reacting. Wait before changing things. And you have the right to feel things, to feel tired, not to know the answer. You are allowed to ask for help, to overreact, and to put yourself first. And now, I want you to take a moment. I want you to picture your future self, the woman you want to become in 5 years. Yes, no matter what age you are, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, 50s, 60s, think about the woman you want to become in 5 years. Now, let's take a moment. I want you to picture your future self, the woman you want to become in 5 years. And think about these. How does she define happiness? How does she define success and failure? What are her strengths? What changed in her perspective, in her inner self, or in her lifestyle? And who does she have around her? I know that this exercise can take a while and it needs a lot of thinking. So this is a very powerful exercise that I also do with my clients and also in my group coaching classes. And I think this is so powerful because it shifts your mindset from reacting to life to actively shaping it. So please, when you have a time, go back, and I will also link the worksheet, the free worksheet that you can get from the website on the description, and you can also find it on the website. Please take a moment and do this exercise and write it down, say it out loud, and keep it in your mind as you move through your week. Because no matter what age you are, the years you live don't magically grant you the wisdom that you need. These are the actions that you take now that will grant you that wisdom and bring you that inner peace. And this is why I'm so passionate about these decades. Your 30s and 40s shape who you are. And if you are feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or uncertain, you don't have to do it alone. At Health & Co., I offer personal and group coaching programs to help you find clarity when you feel lost, make confident decisions about your next steps, and build habits that last so you can stop starting over yet again. Well, if you want to have a 30-minute intro session where there is no pressure, just a conversation to figure out your next step, you can book it through our website, which is www.healthandco.com, or you can check the episode description where you can find the link very easily. Thank you for joining me today on Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s. Until next time, trust yourself, embrace the journey, and remember, you are doing better than you think.